The COVID-19 pandemic has posed an unprecedented challenge for religious leaders, forcing most services to go remote and fragmenting once tight-knit communities. As I found out, the logistics may have been a challenge, but their faith is stronger than ever.
Thank you. How you doing?
Well, thank you.
Welcome home!
Thank you. I just got home today.
This is a socially distanced Catholic communion, which would normally sound more like this.
The mystery of faith.
When we eat his bread.
But instead is taking place in an open gymnasium next door.
So good to have you back.
Yes, nice to see you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Father Bob Longobucco of St. Catherine's Catholic Church in Niskayuna is greeting people outside in 20-degree weather. They pull up in their cars, run in to receive the body of Christ, and hurriedly pull their masks back on as they run away. It's a drive-by sacrament if I ever saw one.
These people, they're a little hesitant about being inside, which is understandable, and I would never judge anybody about that.
Earlier that night, Father Longobucco held an in-person Mass as well, with reserved and distanced assigned seating, hand sanitizing stations in all the aisles, and a drain-dry holy water fountain.
Usually when I have this gospel, I make some kind of joke about those who are seated on the right of me and those who are seated on the left of me, that you're the sheep and you're the goats. And it's kind of a lame joke, except when we assign the seating. So I want to let you know, where you were assigned, I make no judgment about anybody.
Longobucco says the changes are worth it to be able to see his parish in person.
When you're a priest, this is your family that's gone away from you. And that's really hard. And some of them are still away, right? I want everybody to feel the most comfortable as possible. And so we try to make accommodations, so that's why we have a live stream Mass. But I just miss them so much. There's just something that's kind of missing in my life.
Amy Mangle is a member of the Pastoral Council at St. Catherine's. She has two children, her 8-year-old daughter Harriet and 6-year-old son Felix. She says they used to attend Sunday school every weekend, but had to switch to online learning. Vacation Bible school over the summer was canceled, as was the church's children's choir her daughter is in.
My daughter was supposed to make her first communion on Mother's Day weekend, and we ended up having to delay it, but she was able to do it in October with a mask, with much, you know, far fewer people in the church, but we were so glad that she was able to receive that sacrament.
Mangle pulled 6-year-old Felix off a Zoom learning session to speak with us.
So Felix, come here. So I'm talking to a woman from the news, from the radio news. I gotta explain what a radio is.
Yeah.
It's like Pandora, but news, okay?
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Felix tells me he's been doing Sunday school on the computer and that his many stuffed animals normally attend too. He adds that his parents have gotten creative during the pandemic.
So at Easter, we painted our window, and we painted it exactly like the windows at church. Except the windows at church, the paint on the windows at church didn't come off.
We circle back to Spots the giraffe and Lucky the Unipanda before landing on what Felix is most looking forward to after the pandemic. It's not Mass.
Flying an airplane? I've never done that before.
You want to fly in an airplane?
Yeah.
Where do you want to go?
Well, Canada, Africa, the Savannah, Antarctica.
Wow, those are some good places to go. There's a lot of cool animals in the Savannah.
Yeah, I'm special. We want to see a thorny devil there.
Really?
Oh, and a serval.
While those of us like Felix are already dreaming about reopening, Father Longobucco is still trying to get his flock through the here and now. He says COVID-19's cruelest trick is how hard it is to comfort those in need.
We've lost some great prisoners who've died during this time, and it's sad that they can't mourn in the normal way. But even personally for me, just seeing the widow of 60 years and not being able to embrace them, that's the hardest thing I've had to do.
Shalom, 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 shalom. Good evening and Shabbat Shalom to all who are joining us virtually.
Rabbi Scott Shpeen, senior rabbi at Congregation Beth Emeth in Albany, says his synagogue has been closed to the public for months, but they've probably had an easier transition than most.
All of our worship services are being done virtually through live stream. Fortunately, our congregation's been used to that because we've offered live streaming of services for many, many years.
Shpeen says the lack of in-person services might be hardest on the younger members of the synagogue, as most of them already have Zoom exhaustion from remote learning. Shpeen says he worries about the kids losing part of their Jewish culture.
Coming to temple every week is the way that they get to socialize with other Jewish kids that they might not be able to and have that community in their own school districts.
Paul Lurie is an eighth grader at Bethlehem Middle School and a member of Beth Emeth.
I definitely feel like online you don't learn as much, but in school I feel like you feel more focused and get more stuff done.
Lurie says he was able to have his bar mitzvah just before the pandemic and made great memories, but his friends aren't so lucky.
You just got to be there with my cantor and my rabbi, and they were both amazing, but it was like super fun, and I got to see a bunch of my relatives there, and then the party was just amazing with good food, great dancing, and a really cool DJ, and got to see all my friends. And now looking back at other people's, I feel so bad. And I now looking back, I like really appreciate having a bar mitzvah and not taking it for granted.
Shpeen says the temple has hosted drive-bys, where people can simply drive through the parking lot and wave at each other, shouting from car windows.
We did a drive-by for Hanukkah that was well attended by hundreds of members of our congregation, just to be able to sit in the parking lot and roll down your windows and feel like you're part of the community again.
Shpeen says the hardest part of the pandemic has been funeral services.
Weddings can always be postponed. A bar bat mitzvah can always be postponed or done by Zoom in such a way, or what. There's options. But when you have a death in your family, that can't be postponed. And I think that's been the most heartbreaking, is because the limitations of the pandemic have really hit them hardest with those families, especially when they're not able to visit or be with their loved ones in a nursing home or an assisted living or a long-term care facility or in the hospital at the time of their death.
إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ
Assalamu alaikum, brother and sisters.
Imdad Imam is the president of the Al-Fatima Islamic Center in Colony. He says funerals have been challenging for them as well, saying about half a dozen members have died during the pandemic. He says normally the funeral ritual involves washing the body, wrapping it in fresh cloth, and bringing it to the mosque for prayers. But now, an abbreviated version of that takes place with distancing outside, in the parking lot.
Because we have to follow that social distancing 6 feet apart. Then we take the body to a graveyard cemetery, and we bury there. And also, we don't invite everyone in the community. We only invite the closest people to the family, because we are trying to restrict the number of people who come for the prayer.
There are about 500 members of the Al-Fatima Islamic Center, and Imdad Imam says they come from Afghanistan, Iraq, India, Pakistan, Africa, all across the Middle East and Europe. Services are in English and Urdu and sometimes Farsi. And Imdad Imam says they used to offer services about 3 times a week, plus community dinners. He says all of that is remote now. Ramadan is coming in April, and they will likely still be remote, which he says is a big change for people used to kneeling next to each other in prayer. Imdad Imam says in the early days of the pandemic, they tried to keep in-person services going.
We put markers all over the mosque, 6 feet apart, and we arrange for all the safety things, the social distancing and things like this. We reduced the number of events quite a bit. Then for events, we will restrict people to 25 men and 25 women, not 400 or 300 people, only 50 at the most.
He says as COVID spread in the capital region worsened, they went fully virtual and have been for months now. Imdad Imam says the hardest part of the pandemic is that members of the Islamic Center simply miss each other. They used to have social events about 80 days a year.
We used to have dinner. Every event we used to have dinner. 200 people, 300 people would get together and have dinner together. We don't do that. We miss that. So I would say we are missing the socialization part of our activity.
Reverend McKinley Johnson is president of the Albany African American Clergy and pastor of St. John's Church of God in Christ in Albany, South End. He has been a reverend since 1958.
I'll tell you, I'm 38 backwards.
Okay, I'll write it just like that. Johnson has served the entire time in Albany and says he's never seen anything like the pandemic. Johnson says the pandemic has hit the Black community hardest. Without the same access to technology as other demographics, he says it's hurting their ability to unite.
We have to be more closely tied, and we are finding ways, but not enough. So it's been a trying time, a hard time, but it's also been a learning experience.
Johnson says there are about 100 people in his congregation, but those numbers have dipped during the pandemic. He says it's been hard to connect with people. They've become more active on Facebook, where they advertise their weekly Zoom Bible study and service.
Zooms and telephone conference calls. We have prayer every morning at 6 and then at prayer at night at 6:30, so that we can kind of keep people together, connected, and unified, and still provide inspiration, education, and information to our members as we go.
Johnson says they haven't held an in-person service for months and isn't sure when they can safely resume. Johnson says if the pandemic has taught the community one thing,
there's nothing too hard for God. And that also teaches us that we have to be more conscientious of our neighbor or our and when we say neighbor, the Bible means people.
Johnson says people should reach out to each other right now, even if it's just over the phone. And everyone needs to be more mindful of those who are struggling to put food on the table or safely isolate.
Especially in the Black community, there's a lot of people that are dying, much more percentage-wise. And even in our area, and the grieving part has been extensive. And very challenging because you couldn't go to the hospital to be with loved ones.
Johnson says, God is teaching a lesson, even if we can't see it yet.
We know that God knows everything, and of course he's allowing this, and it's a purpose that we do not know completely, because some things is for our experience to learn us, teach us humility, and teach us to be mindful of others and teach us that no matter what happens, God always provides for us and looks after us.
One thing all of the religious leaders I met agree upon, a whole lot of uncertainty. The holy month of Ramadan is just around the corner. Imdad Imam says one of his favorite traditions is that FBI agents usually come to dine with them. He's not sure if that can happen this year.
In the month of holy month of fasting, Ramadan, we meet there every day, 30 days in a row.
He's not sure how they will do the sacred month justice. Rabbi Spien says without knowing when the population will be fully vaccinated or what the new normal will look like, he's just trying to keep his community together.
The one thing upon which we all lean when we go through challenging times in our lives is our faith community, and that which brings us together to provide support and assistance and care and comfort for those around us. And here we're robbed of that because we cannot meet in person. We can't be together. hopefully in a short time, we'll all have been able to be vaccinated and we can start to pick up our lives in whatever the new normal will be.
Reverend Johnson is hoping for the same.
Hopefully this will be where we can start moving in April at least. In a much different night, maybe not every Sunday, but at least getting on some kind of even keel and hoping the vaccinations will make a lot of difference.
But Johnson also says the mistrust of the vaccine in the Black community runs deep, which he's working to change.
It's been hard to trust society when it came to people of color because of most things were fitted, design, policy set up for other than people of color. And we were very conscientious of that. So some people are being affected negatively in that way for not taking it. But hopefully they'll come around.
Father Longo Bucco says he will continue to do what it takes to keep his congregation safe, even if that means waiting in the cold to give people communion in a gym.
Now everybody's kind of gotten to more of a routine, and this is what they expect, and they're okay with that. And they realize, well, we still figured out a way to do this and share this gift.
Until we get back to the new normal, shalom, assalamu alaikum, and peace be with you. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Jackie Orchard.